Good morning, no BS. Good morning. Coach Kathy here. How is everyone today? I have the distinct pleasure and honor of introducing Coach Judith Gatton to all of you. I'm bringing you up now, Judith. Y'all, Judith Gatton is one of my very favorite all-time people. I know you're going to love her as much as I do. So, Judith, are you here?
Good morning.
Hello. Do this for me. Make sure you have all the Q&A and all the things at the bottom of your screen. You are
Yeah,
set to
I
go.
have all the powers, it looks like.
All
Yes.
right. All right. Well, I'm going to go off camera. Can't wait to
All
hear what
right.
you got today.
See you later, Kathy. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to start today with you all. I'm going to go ahead and get underway because here's what we're going to do. We're kicking things off. I am just so excited to start sharing all of this with you. So we're going to teach this morning, and then I'm going to leave juicy room, hopefully for some Q&A and for some chatting amongst ourselves. And then if you are part of camp, then I will see you on Saturday morning as well, so we can continue this work there. All right, let's get to getting. Now, I have to say, you all are so well loved and so well looked after because the team and I have been putting these together for you for a while now. And now all the pieces are coming together and I get to reveal it. And I see people are popping in, so I'm giving them a second more. We are going to talk about dressing for the body you have now. This is how we're starting things off. Who is excited? Just put yes or why in the chat box. Like, yes, you're excited. All right. Here is how we're going to roll. I love to tell you sort of the high level view, and then we're going to dig in. Style definition. We're going to talk about the AAA framework for body acceptance. So I'm going to teach you a tool that I'm going to reference all throughout our time together so you can reflect on it, use it over and over and over again. We're going to talk about how to practically do that. It's one thing to talk about at a high level and to teach you lofty things. It's another thing to give you practical stuff that you can go do to actually tune into the body you have now. And then, of course, we're going to get to the main event, 3 steps to dressing the body you have right now. And then I'm going to give you some stylish homework. And I'm going to hang out with y'all. So we're going to see how this lands. I'm so excited too. Okay, I'm getting all the yeses. It's a great way to start the morning. Yes, let's go. Style, what is it? Right? I think it's just a great place to start. If we're going to spend time on talking about our bodies and loving them and dressing them, we probably should talk about the fundamentals. What is style even? And we are often taught some real shenanigans. So we're taught it's all about the clothes you wear. It's the way you style your hair. And I didn't mean for that to like kind of rhyme, but I like that it did. It's about your makeup. How do you apply it? Very carefully. If you watch hours of YouTube videos on the careful application of concealer, it's all about the accessories. Or maybe your family of origin had some interesting things to say about style. Now, I used to do this series on my podcast called Shit Your Mama Said. And it was these tales of women whose mothers told them some very interesting things. And we're not gonna be mean to the matriarchy. We love the matriarchy, but our mamas, our aunties, our friends, our cousins, our schoolmates all have told us some pretty wild stuff along the way about what is stylish and what it means to be stylish. And oftentimes that centered around thinness. It centered around maybe straight hair. It centered around your eyeshadow and your lipstick and your handbag and your shoes matching. Like there are so many little things that we've been taught along the way that just doesn't make sense. Yeah, that's one thing I kept up. No matter my size, I always stayed stylish. Yes, right? So that's where we want to get, no matter your size, to stay stylish. But let's talk about what that means. Well, I think it's nice to maybe do your hair if you want, or put on makeup if you want, or dress yourself a particular way. Those things are all external to you. Real style, real personal style, that's an inside job. And so much of what we do as no BS women, as women in this community, is we have an understanding that's so unique that weight loss is an inside job. Style, the personal kind, the kind that lasts, is an inside job. Now, there's practical things we're going to talk about and do, We have to start with the heart and the mind first. And here's my definition of style, and I'm going to frequent this because I want to remind you all of this so it becomes so ingrained that if somebody says some nonsense to you out in the world, you're like, no. Style is the outward reflection of how I think and feel about myself. Style's inside. I have a thought about myself. It produces a feeling in my heart. And then I decide how I'm going to get dressed or not. I'm going to decide how I put on my makeup or not, how I do my hair or not, because of how I'm thinking and feeling. And I'm going to choose how to dress myself. I'm going to choose how to do my makeup or my hair or not from a place of how can I best support the woman that exists right now. Such a very different way to approach this. It's not about what's on trend, what's fashionable. It's all about how do I want to think and feel about myself today? And what can I do externally that would help support that? What do I want to create in my world? How do I want to show up in my life today? Very much more interesting question than simply, what shall I wear? So if style is personal, then that kind of brings us to, well, what then is fashion, right? If it's our thoughts and feelings about ourselves outwardly reflected, then what's fashion? Well, fashion is the external stuff, right? It's the business of fashion. It's the magazines. It's the advertisements. It's the influencers who are trying to hawk goods at you all the time. It's the clothes. It's the makeup. It's the external stuff. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with the external stuff. I want you to all play with the external stuff, but from a grounded place of how do I want to think and feel about myself today? And then therefore, how would I like to get dressed? How would I like to do my hair or not? Because when we think about how am I thinking, how am I feeling on purpose, how do I want to get dressed on purpose, it gets so much more intentional. It gets so much more juicy. It gets so much more fun. So much more fun. So why is this stuff important? Why am I even starting here? Right? Because fashion is all about rules, the must-have list, the do's and don'ts, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Right? Gen Z style fashionistas love to tell millennials that we're not allowed to wear X, Y, or Z. We can't part our hairs anymore. We're not allowed to wear skinny jeans. Y'all can barely even vote. You can't be telling us what to do, right? Everybody has an opinion. But that's what fashion's all about, rules. And style is whatever you choose it to be. So I want to say bye-bye to all the BS fashion rules. And I want you to say it with me. I want you to put it in the chat box. Say bye-bye, BS fashion rules. We're doing away with all of that this month. And it's all about styling and dressing yourself from that inward place. You should see me with a bye-bye in the chat box. There it comes. There it comes. All right, y'all. You were awake this morning. Let's go, right? So with this new definition of style, plus a new way to approach your body image, which we're heading towards next, the beautiful thing is we're going to get a style that evolves with your body. That's always changing. And it's not just changing because you're deciding to lose weight or deciding to maintain your weight or whatever happens to be you've decided about your body. Bodies are always changing because that's part of being a human. It's just part of the deal. I'm going white, y'all. I skipped gray. I'm going white. The bodies are always changing. Next time you see me, I might even have more white hair. So I want a style that's going to evolve with me. I want a style that's going to grow with me as I get wise, as I have more experiences, as I love harder and live harder. I had a really great conversation with my friend Jill Angie, and we did a whole podcast episode. And I said, I want to grow old ratchet. I don't want to grow old gracefully. I want to grow old ratchet. I want to use every last bit of life to the last drop. So if we have this new definition of style and a new way to approach our body image, that we get to live full out and have a style that evolves with us over time. And that's what I want to teach you so that when we're done with this course and our time together, you know how to keep that evolution going forward, whatever happens with your body. Such a beautiful place to come. Okay, so what is this AAA framework for body acceptance that I keep referencing? So it's three words. And I'm going to give you a high level view today, and then we're going to keep referencing this, right? This is sort of the foundation work for all of our time together. Awareness, acknowledgement, acceptance. Now, for my people who are very linear in the way they think, this is not necessarily linear. It's like, I'm going to gain awareness, I'm going to acknowledge my body, and then I will accept it, and I'll be done. The journey is less three steps and more like this. because that's part of human existence. So I'm going to talk to you about awareness, recognizing that sometimes you might be more aware than others. Then we're going to talk about what it means to acknowledge, recognizing that you might acknowledge a little smoother or easier than other times. And acceptance is lovely, but because things are always changing, it might feel a little harder some days. So let's get in. Awareness refers to the state of being conscious or cognizant of something. So that's a fancy way of saying, oh, this is a human body. Oftentimes, we're so unaware of our own selves because we're operating at just get through today, just get them kids out the house, just get to work, just figure this out, just take care of this person or that person. And we're not even aware of what's happening in this thing that we happen to inhabit. We're completely unaware of it. It's like walking through rooms in a house and not recognizing that you're in a house. How can we raise your awareness of like, oh, I live in a body. I'm not a floating brain. I'm not a floating head. It's time to tune in. And tuning in is so good because if you tune in, we can figure out how you want to dress. We can figure out how you want to eat. How do you want to best care for yourself? How do you want to have a relationship with this thing, this creepy little gangly thing that you happen to inhabit? Right? So we want to become conscious. We want to become aware of what's happening with this gangly little thing we live in. And then there's acknowledgement, which is like a little bit of a different nuance because it involves recognizing and validating the presence or existence of something. So I have this human body. This is this gangly little thing that I'll live in. And I'm like, oh, these are boobs. I've got boobs. You got boobs? Some of us, you don't have boobs. This is my belly. This is in its current form. This is the belly I have. So I went from recognizing I have a human body to acknowledging the parts that create the sum of this thing. So if we were to use our house analogy, it's like walking through a house and suddenly realizing you're in the living room. So I'm in a house that has a living room. Normally, most of us are just going through the day. We're not even conscious of those things. We're just trying to get through. When we start to raise our awareness, acknowledge what's happening, we slow things down considerably and it changes the nature of our relationship. Imagine if you had a partner, yeah, let's just say a friend, and you just didn't acknowledge them at all. You weren't even aware of what's going on in their lives. You didn't touch base with them. You never spoke to them. Even if you were aware of their presence, you didn't acknowledge what was going on for them or how they were feeling. This is how some of you operate in your own heads and hearts. Like, yeah, you exist, but there's no actual awareness or acknowledgement beyond I exist. And it's time to change that. Because if we want a style that evolves with us, we have to have awareness of what's going on with our bodies and acknowledge the full presence of it, whatever form it's currently taking. And then there's acceptance, which is the willingness and ability to embrace and make peace with a situation, condition, or aspect of yourself or reality without judgment or resistance. So I have large breasts. I'm aware of them. I bump into things all the time with them. I acknowledge them and their size. I also acknowledge when I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm aware of when my bra is too tight or when I need to fix my cups or whatever's happening with them, right? And I accept them. I'm not mad at them. Some of us are at such a war with certain parts of our body. We've been at war for such a long time. We can't even fathom what peace looks like. And sometimes I think we're like, I should love my body. I should love it. And it puts so much pressure on it. I'm not even asking you all to get there today. I'm just saying, are you aware of what's happening? Can you acknowledge the parts that make it up? And can we try to move to at some point, maybe not today, to a place of accepting, girl, it is what it is. These are the size they are, and I'm not going to be mad at them. Right? To use our house analogy. Now I'm breaking this down to different analogies because you're all your brains work a little differently. So we're going to try this a different way. It's like being in the house and now I'm in my house. Oh, I happen to be in the living room. And instead of being mad at the color of the walls in the damn living room, fuck this living room and its blue walls, so damn ugly, right? We're like, oh, these walls are real blue. What would I like to change about that? What would I like to do about it? Not because I'm mad at the blue walls, but I recognize, oh, this might be something I have the power to change. I can accept it. Maybe I can learn to live with the blue walls, redecorate, buy some new pillows, or I can decide to make some changes. If we have a friend, right? Our dearest friends in the world, we become aware of what's going on in their lives. We acknowledge things might be hard for them, that they're going through some things. And then we start to accept without judgment wherever they're at. It's such a different relationship to have. And it's one that I want to invite you all in to have with yourselves. All right. So, awareness, again, state of being conscious or cognizant of something. We're going to focus on this component today. We're going to spend a lot of time here. And then we're going to work our way through over the next few weeks the entire framework, and I'll keep referencing it. So, how do we do this? How do we raise our awareness, right? It sounds so lofty. I raised my awareness. No, I just want you to tune in. Like, what the hell is happening with this body? Why do this at all? And like, tell me what to wear already. If that's how you're feeling, hang out with me. Hang out with me. I got you. But we need to tune in so that we can stop dressing an imaginary body. Ooh, I don't know why. I just felt that, like, I felt y'all. Did you hear me right there? Have y'all been dressing imaginary bodies? And here's what this looks like. If this is you, there's no judgment. I just want you to put yes in the chat box. You imagine so intensely and so deeply the body you'll have at your goal weight. I mean, it's almost like you can feel it. And you're so in love with that future version of yourself. You have her dress, chef's kiss. But guess what, lovies? That woman doesn't exist yet. Okay, this is a lot of you. I feel y'all. I used to do this too. Right? I'm also a lot taller. Me too. Much taller. Much taller. So this is what we do. We spend all of our time dressing an imaginary body and we lose all awareness of the one we have. We completely have checked out. We're living in a house. We don't know if we're in the living room or what colors our walls are. Right? So we have to stop dressing an imaginary body. The one you have right now, she needs you so desperately. And that future version of yourself, the one you're so in love with, she cannot exist without you who exists right now, friends. We don't get to meet her if we don't take care of the woman who exists this moment. So if we stop dressing the imaginary body we have and we become aware of the one we do, we can start dressing the one we have right now. What is this body that you inhabit right now? What does it need? Right? We want to learn to continue this work, whatever size or shape or weight or age or whatever happens to the texture of our skin. Like, this is how we learn this work. We have to become aware of what does this little gangly creature need right now? So here's how we take it practical. I want to teach you two ways of tuning in because sometimes we think, depending on how your brain works, you're like, it's all about the emotions. Yes, that's a part of it. No, it's all about physical sensation. Yes, that's a part of it. It's a yes and type thing. There are two types of feelings, which means there's great ways of tuning in that involve both. There's physical feeling, right? If I pinch you, you will feel it. If your bra or panties don't fit, you're gonna feel it physically. Let's dive in. So I want everyone right now, if you're driving, please be careful while you're doing this. right. I want you to do a quick body scan. I'm going to do it with you. Team replay, you know we love you. Don't skip this part. So from the top of your head, down your neck, right to your fingertips, down your torso, down that booty of yours, those legs, to the knees, to your ankles, right down to your toes. I want you to check in. And I want you to tell me when we slow this down, notice all of a sudden you might be aware of some little discomforts. Any of you is a little uncomfortable right now. You have my full permission to take off anything that is uncomfortable. Are the clothes you're wearing right now, do they fit you? Hit me with a yes or no in the chat box. Are they physically comfortable? Yes or no? Are you noticing any discomforts? And if so, what are they? Now, this chat box is fire right now. I'm so excited. Let me go see. Okay, we've got a mix. We've got a mix. We've got yeses. We've got some noes. We've got a healthy mix in here. No discomforts. Awesome. Yes, I am comfortable. Great. My belt is a bit tight. Unloosen that belt. I can't see you. Y'all need to shed some clothing. You do you, boo-boo. I really mean it. Waistband is a little tight. Let's open up them pants. Can we take them off? My clothes are a little too big. Carolyn, good awareness. Maybe we could fit something on today that is a little bit better fitted and closer to your body. Because bunchy crotches and fabric under your armpit, that's very uncomfortable. Underwear. I love that. So cute, right? Maybe we need to get rid of the, maybe. I can't see you, by the way. You can get rid of them underwear that don't fit. Fit a little big. Maybe time to shed them. Yes. How do, like, y'all, this is so good. My office might object if I strip naked right now. You, Monica, you do you. If they might object, please don't. Do this with caution. But I want to say to you all, isn't it interesting? There's just a little bit of awareness. Some of you are now very, bra band is rubbing a little, right? Some of you are comfy, and I will applaud you for you are comfy. Some of y'all need a little adjusting. Nothing fits me. My discomfort is how I look, right? This we're gonna get to the emotional part. I got you. Y'all, this is so amazing. I can't get to all of them, but how can we go braless? We could talk more about that. All right. Keep it coming. I'm so proud of you all for taking the moment to do this. Look at your awareness. Just a simple exercise, and your awareness just shot through the roof. Even if you were physically comfortable, you get to enjoy the experience of being physically comfortable. That's not to be diminished. That's not, you didn't fail the exercise because you didn't have a discomfort on your body. The goal is to continue doing this work so you can tune in with yourself on a regular basis. Then there's the emotional component, right? I said we were going to talk about both. Some of you, there's some physical comfort. You're fine in your clothing. You feel fine. Whatever. Okay. I had a client, her favorite thing was meh. I'm like, how do you feel? Meh. I was like, tell me more. Meh. Like her clothes were meh. Everything was meh. So I started to ask her, like, well, what are you thinking that's causing all this mehness? And she said this. It was really powerful. She said, it's just good enough. Like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. I mean, I have clothing on my body. It's fine. I'm fine. And I was like, wow, you really don't sound fine. And what was so interesting is when she kept thinking, it's fine. It's good enough. Whatever. It's just clothes. She started the emotion she was feeling. It's like neutral sort of apathy. I think it was more apathetic than anything. And guess what? Her wardrobe reflected that. Getting dressed every day felt meh. Because that's what she was creating from the top down. So, one thing I want you to start to check in with yourself as well is what are you saying to yourself about yourself in your own head? And how do you feel when you think that? Right? Because we want to check in physically. We also want to check in with your mind and your heart. Because remember, style is a reflection of our thoughts and feelings about ourselves. So, if you've been wondering why you're dressing the way you're dressing, let's step back a few steps. What are you thinking about yourself when you get ready? And how are you feeling? And it's okay, friends, if it's a little painful to even acknowledge that. But that's what we're doing here. We're raising your awareness, we're raising that acknowledgement so we can have some understanding and then maybe find our way to acceptance. But here's some caveats. These are not emotions. You might have been told these are emotions. People throw these around like they're emotions. They're actually not. And here's why it's important to note that. I feel fat. I feel ugly. I feel frumpy. Just because you threw I feel in front of it doesn't actually make it an emotion. And here's why it's important to note that. Because if we say I feel fat and fat is an emotion, we never figure out what the thought you're thinking is because we never move it to where its proper place is. And then we can't ever really focus on, well, what is the emotion that stirs up when I think this about myself? So then it kind of muddies the water when we do that like thought, feeling, action exercise. Like, well, what are the actions that stem from feeling fat? Well, you eat a lot, you're just mean to yourself. It's like a beat up fest. Versus, I had the thought, I feel fat, and it made me feel shame. For some folks, that makes you feel empowered. You own the word fat. Totally up to you. For some people, that causes a lot of shame, cause maybe regret, remorse. Then let's think about if I'm feeling shame or regret or remorse, how am I going to dress myself today or not? What does my self-care look like or not? And it's so important to know that these things and their variations and their mean cousin versions of these are not feelings. They're ways you're thinking about yourself, which means we have an opportunity to identify how are you feeling? And based on how you're feeling, does it make some more sense, the actions you have or haven't been taking? Some of my clients beat themselves up so horribly because they're like, I haven't been getting dressed. I haven't been doing my hair. I haven't been doing my makeup. I haven't been taking care of myself. I've been going to my walks or drinking my water, whatever they've committed to. And I'm like, okay, well, let's not let this be a mystery. What are you saying to yourself about yourself? And how do you feel when you think that? Let's take the mysteriousness out of this so you can gain some understanding about why you've been doing or not doing the things you want. And then we can find our way to compassion, maybe, or even just some understanding. None of these are emotions, though. They're thoughts. Okay, so it's okay again if how you're feeling emotionally is not where you would like it to be. This might be the area you need to work on. Your clothing fits you, they're comfortable. But the thoughts inside your own head, the discomfort is here and it's real. And that's why you're in a community that believes in coaching. That's why you have access to Ask the Coaches. You have access to the entire Facebook community and you get on calls like this. So what we do need to do is just raise your awareness so that you can decide intentionally, what do I want to think about myself? How would I like to feel about myself? What can I do that would best support those thoughts and feelings that I want to have? Okay. Now let's talk about more practical stuff. Are you ready for some more practical stuff? I know we got to the emotions. I know we got to the emotions, y'all. So let's keep going. Three steps to dress the body you have now. Okay, so here's something that's going to be so helpful to you, whatever's happening with your body, your weight, your size, your shape, your age throughout time. Your clothes need to fit in three ways. Again, so much focus is put on the fit of our bodies and not these other two fit questions, which are really, really important. We're going to play with this in your first outfit you're wearing right now. Does your clothing right now, as you're wearing it, fit your body? Now, for some of you, that's a no. So tell me if it's a yes or a no in the chat box. I keep pulling at them. Yes, we've got yeses. Cool. For my people who are pulling at things, too big. Okay. Feeling tight sometimes. Okay. So we're a little all over the place. This is okay. This is good. This is what we're going to keep checking in. Second question. And we have the answers popping in. It's okay. Just put second question, and then I want you to put your answer in the chat box. Does it fit your lifestyle? Sometimes we're wearing clothing that makes absolutely no sense for how we actually live life. And here's some examples of this from real clients of mine. Like, I need to wear a dress to the office. I'm like, but you hate dresses. You actually really hate them. Why do we have a dress, like closet full of dresses? And then finally we got rid of them. She's like, oh my God, I feel so free now. I can wear suits. Like that kind of thing, right? When you went to work out today, or when you're going to work out today, do you have the clothes you need to go work out? Do you have the sports bras you need? Whatever size your titties happen to be, do you have what you need on hand? Do you have good underwear that moisture wick and don't crawl up your booty? Do you have what you need to fit your lifestyle? Some of you are creating new lifestyles that are more active, more busy because you have goals. Do you have what you need to fit this lifestyle, this identity shift that you're trying to have? Yes or no? Let's see what's going on. Lifestyle, yes, comfortable for cleaning the house. What about the other parts of your life, Lisa? Do you have what you need? Okay, let's see. So self-conscious, always cover workout gear with sweatshirt, help. I love this, right? So maybe you don't have what you need for your lifestyle because you're trying to cover up your body, what for whatever your reasons are. But what if we got you a t-shirt that covered some parts of you, but also was breathable? You didn't feel like you were dying when you were sweating your ass off, right? There's room to wiggle here. You should just start to think about this again. Raise your awareness, be more conscious. I want to dress differently than my current lifestyle. I love that, Christine. How do you want to dress then? What do we need for the lifestyle that you're creating? I work from home. I'm in yoga pants and a t-shirt. Karen, is that how you want to dress when you work from home? If that's you, boo, awesome. Do you have the yoga pants you need, the t-shirts you need? Yeah. I feel like I'm boring with my clothing choices. Then let's make it unboring. Let's make it unboring, right? Sometimes, guess so. For those of you who are kind of on the fence, that's okay that you're on the fence. I've just raised your awareness. You can't unsee it. This is the fun thing about doing what I do. Now you're going to be very aware of how your clothing fits all week. You're welcome. And you're going to be very aware if you don't have what you need to do the life that you want to do. Do you have clothes for dating? Do you have clothes for going out? Do you have clothes for just going for a walk? Like, even if it's not completely the lifestyle you've adopted right now because you're changing things, you're working on things, do you have what you need to lead the life that you want to eventually? Think about this. Like, do your clothes fit your lifestyle? Now, here's the last question. And it's something we never think about because sometimes we're so obsessed with the size on the tag. We're so obsessed with, will I fit into this? Oh God, I hope I fit into these jeans today. We're so obsessed with that. We forget this very important question is, does this even fit my personal style? Do we even like this thing? Are you wearing clothes you actually like? Do you have clothing in your wardrobe that you actually like that fits your personal preferences? Because guess what? Those preferences are always changing. That's not stagnant. That's a beautiful thing about style being personal. Your thoughts are always changing. Your feelings about yourself are always changing. The roles you all live are constantly changing. Women have so many roles, so many roles that we play. We're friends. We're accountability partners. We're members of communities. We're sometimes mothers. We're sometimes aunties. We're sometimes cousins and partners and lovers. We're career oriented for those of us who have careers and professions and work. We have so many roles that we play. Of course, our wardrobes are going to be subject to change. Hell, we're always changing. And I think thinking in these three questions and not being so obsessed with, does this happen to fit my body? But asking the more important question, the bigger question of, does this even fit my lifestyle? Do I even like this thing? Such a juicier, more exciting question than, does this happen to fit my body? And here's from a practical standpoint, this makes life so much easier when cleaning out your closets and your underwear drawers, which I highly recommend you do, of course. Does this fit my body? That's one question. But then, okay, does it also happen to fit my lifestyle, the life I actually live? Does this fit my personal style, my personal preferences? And the answer might be no. And then we know what work you've got to do, friend. So here's your stylish homework. Who's ready for some homework? And then we're going to get to Q&A. I wanted to leave some juicy time. If you have a question and you don't want me to miss it, please put it in the Q&A box. Because I won't necessarily get to everything in the chat. And then Kathy's my homie and she's helping me out here today. But it would be helpful if you put stuff in the Q&A so I absolutely don't miss it. Okay, so first, I want you to raise your awareness. For those of you who can and are able to, spend some time in the mirror. Get to know what you look like. Now, for some of you, you're not ready for mirror work yet. Maybe you have a diagnosis of BDD. Please do not do so if you have BDD. Speak to your healthcare professional. But if you have done some of this work and you're ready to do some of this work, I would recommend that you get to know what you look like. That you get to know this body that you have right now, that this creature I keep flailing arms with. Get to know what you look like. Get to know this house that you inhabit. What color are the walls? What rooms are you in? What's happening with your body? Because if you want to dress it beautifully and you want to get to that place where you enjoy, maybe accept, I would love for you to enjoy this house that you inhabit, but you got to spend some time getting to know it. Now, for those of you who are not ready for maybe mirror work, that's okay. I'd recommend a body scan, just like we did today on the call. This is super powerful, and it's something I talk to my own students about. We call it before your feet hit the floor. So when your eyes open in the morning, before your feet hit the floor, before you grab your phone, I see you. Also, the pot to the kettle, I do the same thing. Before your feet hit the floor, I want you to scan. You're all tangled up in your bedclothes. It's just a sign you might need new pajamas or new bed sheets, right? Like body scan, top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And do this at regular intervals throughout the day. When you put on your clothing, do a quick body scan. Think about, does this fit my body? Does this fit my lifestyle? Does this fit my personal preferences? Right? So we're going to raise your awareness and we're going to raise your fitness. Pun intended, fit times three. Do these clothes fit my body? Do these clothes fit my lifestyle? Do these clothes fit my personal preferences? That is your homework. Now, this are seemingly simple. These are simple exercises that may raise some things for you and may start to feel, right, the emotional component hard. I want to invite you to make sure that you hit up, ask a coach if that's happening for you. If you want more coaching on this, we're going to be hanging out here all month long, but you also have all those resources available to you. All right, let's get to the questions. Okay, I'm going to stop screen share so I can make my face big and I can answer all your questions. There we go. All right. Q&A. After a double mastectomy years ago with no reconstruction, I have a hard time balancing my body and clothes. Plus, I have a big tummy and muscular legs. How do I start accepting my body now and dressing for how my body is now and not overwhelm my short and chubby frame? Okay. So I love this question. And even, for those of you who have not necessarily undergone the double mastectomy and you're a survivor, and that's incredible, by the way. I want to make sure we pause and celebrate that. The idea of balance in clothing sometimes, I think, puts a lot of pressure on the person and on the clothing. And I think sometimes the balance in clothing is used as a euphemism for hiding parts of our bodies. And I just want to encourage you, particularly, that if that's what you mean by balance, maybe let's not let that be the goal anymore. Perhaps before we even think about balancing the body and clothes, we think about just accepting or understanding the body that you have now. And I do recommend for you, let's do some regular body scans, familiarize yourself with the lay of the land. But I also think it's important for you to really appreciate the full understanding of what happened with your particular body. And this is for all of you. What is the story of my body? This would be such a great exercise for all of you to engage in. What is the story of your body, Robin? All that it's been through, all that it's seen, its loves, its losses, its highs, its lows. You have muscular legs. Like, have you taken a moment to celebrate them? Whatever your height happens to be, that's also part of your story. How did you get them muscular legs, girl? What do you do that you got them? What's the story of this body? If we were to give your story a name, like epic survivor queen, like I don't know, that'd be an amazing name. What do you want to name this story? And then you can start to think over time as you tell the story of your body, as you think about how epic and incredible it is, you can find your way to think about who does the woman in this story become? How does she dress? If I'm telling the story of my body, how do I dress this epic woman whose tail I have in my hands? How do I dress her? It's a much better question than how do I balance my body? Now, I believe in proportional dressing. I'm all a huge fan of that. I teach classes on proportions. But if we're using balance as a euphemism for hide things, that's not the name of the game, boo-boo. Instead, how do I start accepting my body? We're gonna scan, we're gonna tell the story of your body. And then we get to decide how do we want to dress this epic, incredible body you have? Whatever height it happens to be, whatever size your tummy happens to be, you'll have such a different relationship with it once you start to gain that fuller picture, story, and understanding of it. So hit us up if you had any more questions regarding that. Okay, I see you're here. Okay, cool. I saw you in the chat box. I want to make sure I didn't miss it. Okay. Miss Robin, woo, where'd you go? Well, the chat box is hiding on me. One second. Let me lower my screen and make it big again. See if it'll pop back up. Okay. All right, I saw that that was helpful to you. So that's good to know. All right, awesome. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to make sure we leave time. Okay, perfect. How do we figure out our personal style? I love this question. So I think it starts with what are you wearing right now? Now, sometimes I tell people that and they're like, oh. Like you have a style currently. You may not like the style you have currently, but you actually, in fact, have one. So the question is, like, what you're wearing? What were you thinking and feeling that made you choose that particular outfit today? There's tons of information there. I think even sometimes we find that we don't want to have the personal style we have currently, and we want to go change the clothes right away. We actually have to back up the train, right? So what are you thinking and feeling that caused you to wear whatever you're wearing today? Gold mine of information. How do you feel about yourself when you're wearing the particular clothing that you're wearing? Write all those adjectives down. When we think about how you have felt your best, when's the last time you felt stylish? When was the last time you felt confident? What were you wearing? Write all the things down. How did you feel about yourself when you were feeling stylish and confident? Write all of those things down. And here's a beautiful thing. You'll start to see a pattern over time about how you're dressing now, how you might have dressed in the past. And you could pull all those elements together to help you define for yourself whatever your personal style is, with a mix of your favorites and how you're currently dressing, so that we incorporate all the little parts of you into how you're showing up right now. So I think that's a way to do it. But I want to just let you know, hey, you actually have a personal style. It's just time maybe for some tweaks. Best way to look is just to look at what you're wearing right now. Love that. Okay. I don't want to spend money on clothes in a size I don't want to be. This is gold. Anonymous, I love you for asking this because this is going to be so helpful to so many women. I hear this all the time. Few things. I understand. I understand. Why would you spend money redecorating a house you don't even want to live in? Right? Like, why would you do that? Why would we buy clothes for a body I don't even want to be in? Real talk, right? But here's the thing, because there's always a thing, right? And I say this with all the love in the world. The body you want, the size you want to be, the hope you have for yourself in the future, none of that will happen without you right now. And it's really hard to move a body that you're actively ignoring. It's really hard to provide nourishment for a body that you don't want to actually inhabit. You don't even want to dress it. It's really hard to get to a place where you can eventually buy clothes for the body you want if you haven't started the habit of caring for yourself now. It's not like a light switch comes on when we reach our goal weight, friends. And I think we've been sold that, right? We see all those like jumpy, skinny people who have reached their goal weight on like different, weight loss things. And that's not the reality. If anyone in here who's hit goal, their goal weight, they will tell you right now, no light bulb switches on. They are still the woman who did the whole damn journey. The one who still struggles to wash her ass every day, the one who still struggles to eat well on the regular, the one who still has that weird negotiation in her head about whether she should or shouldn't get up for and go walking today. You're still going to be you, friend, all the way down. So I'm not suggesting you go buy a ton of stuff. In fact, I'm not a huge proponent of that. I think that'll actually overwhelm your nervous system. But I do think it's important that every step of the way down, and we're going to talk about this more in one of our sessions, we're going to spend a lot of time on this, that every step of the way down, asking yourself what you need to get you to the next moment in time. If you can't fathom spending money on this body that you don't really want right now, then I want you to really just hone in on this. What do I need to get me to the next milestone? Because it's really hard to run and do active things, walk, bicycle, swim, whatever the fuck it is you want to be doing with your body in clothes that don't fit you. So what do we need to just get me to that next milestone? Maybe I need new panties. Maybe I need a new bra. Maybe I need new good shoes. You could do something beautiful one item at a time. It does not have to be a wardrobe overhaul, right? Let's take the stakes down. Let's get that nervous system calm, because we have to realize at some point there's no light switch that's going to come on. It's me in this body I have right now, and I love her so much, and I want to get her to the next milestone. So what does she need from me right now to get me to that next moment in time? And that's a painful reframe, because some of you are so used to the just like, ugh, get me out of this body. I totally understand. I've been there. But when we slow this train down and we think, how do I get me to the next moment in time? It just slows things down, adds so much more softness. And then when our brain gets hyperbolic, it's like, why are you spending money on clothes in this body? I don't even want to be in this body. I don't want to live in this house, right? When your brain gets snarky, then you'd be like, bitch, I'm just trying to get you to the next place. Can we buy me some damn shoes so I could walk my ass to the next milestone? Thank you very much, right? However it works for you to talk to your own brain. But don't just let that thought simmer there. Like, keep talking about it, keep bringing it up, but keep responding to it. Don't let it go unanswered. Okay. Here's a variation on it. Someone said that they were so pissed off. I think it's hard to dress myself up this way because I'm so pissed off and disgusted that I'm here. That's real talk. That level of like, get me out of this body, that disgust is real. Then it's not about like, how do I dress this body that I have right now? That might not be where you're at. And I want you to just ask the question, what do I need to help me get to the next milestone? And that next milestone might be just a mindset milestone. It may not even be a physical one yet. But what do you need to care for yourself to get you to the next milestone? Understanding that you might feel pissed off, you might feel disgusted, you might feel some deep hurt. I'm not taking that away from you. I'm not even going to gaslight you about that. That's real. But the only way that future version of you exists is loving the woman who exists right now. Okay. Let's keep rolling, babies. This is amazing. I feel shame around the loose skin post babies, but work out daily and want to feel comfortable wearing a tank and leggings to Pilates. How do I reconcile my imperfect body with my right to wear exercise gear without shame? Okay. So I'm going to parse out a few things here. Shame is like a weird wet blanket that just covers everything, and it's hard to get through what feels like fighting off a wet blanket. So I love that you even just brought this up here, even if anonymously, because it sheds some light and it can help loosen that like wet blanket covering you sensation. So one of the things that I want to talk about here is your goal. This is the important part. It's in the middle of what you wrote, and we want to parse this out. And pay attention for all of you who do the journaling exercises. Sometimes there's gold right in the middle, and I want you to go and look at what you put right in the middle of what you post. I want to feel comfortable wearing a tank and leggings to Pilates. That's the real goal. Now, your brain thinks, how do I reconcile my imperfect body with my right to wear exercise gear without shame? But the real goal, friend, is to feel comfortable wearing a tank and leggings at Pilates. Don't lose the plot. Brains are going to have thoughts. Yours thinks you have an imperfect body. You have a human body that had some babies and now has some skin that is looser than it otherwise was. Notice how I said that. That was very deliberate. I'm going to do it again. Look how neutral it sounds. You have a human body. You had some babies in your human body. Your skin is different now that you had babies in your human body. I said it differently. Please replay this if you need to. There's no imperfect body. There's just a body that had some babies and now has skin that's different than before she had babies. So this isn't about a right to wear exercise gear without shame. You have that right. You absolutely have that right. The question is not whether you're allowed to do it in an imperfect body. It's that you have to remind yourself of the goal. Your goal in this case is to be comfortable. How can you best facilitate being comfortable at Pilates? Now, I used to do Pilates a lot back in college, like a lot of Pilates. You need to be able to move about the cabin freely. There's a lot of bendy and stretchy and upside down. You need clothes that are close fitting to your body, especially so that you can see what your tummy's doing. It's a lot of stomach breath work, right? So we need a tank. We need some leggings to best support the woman who lives a lifestyle where she goes to Pilates. And what does she want? She wants to be comfortable while she's doing it. I want you to just remind yourself of that, because I think your brain is taking it to this place where like, Oh, I want to, do this in my imperfect body. Yeah, the body. That's some babies. So I want you to play with a reframe. So let's talk about this in terms of incremental steps. Let's reframe the thoughts that you have about your body. Let's play with them so that they are more neutral feeling when you think them. All the thoughts are neutral. It depends on how we feel about them when we think them, right? So what we want to do is reframe those thoughts about your body, whatever they happen to be, so we acknowledge the fact of your body and then see how that feels. And then remember, put that at the top of your journal sheet, what the goal is. Comfortable at Pilates. How do I best facilitate that for myself? And all the ideas that you can think of when facilitating that goal. And when your brain tries to be like, well, you have that loose skin. Yeah, that, post baby body, postpartum body, whatever shade it's throwing, be like, hold on. I love you, brain. I hear you. I see you. I acknowledge your thoughts. And also remember what the goal was, to be comfortable at Pilates and just keep bringing yourself there. And this is true of any of you who want to engage in exercise, right? Sometimes we're like, well, how do I X, Y? We make it this big, lofty thing versus what's the practicality of it? I want to be comfortable when I go to Zumba. How can I best facilitate that for myself in terms of how I think about it and what I wear? I want to go swimming. What are my thoughts about swimming in this particular body? How can I best facilitate being comfortable when I go swimming? And just keep bringing yourself back to what is the goal? What is the goal? Because your brain's going brain, and it helps to give it some direction. Okay. Oh, this is so good. I still have some hesitation when buying bold colors to wear on the bottom. This. I just ordered some burgundy colored workout capris. A part of me is thinking, nope, too loud. But give me a black pair with any wild print and I'm okay. Any advice to help me just embrace the color? Okay, so we're gonna do some wear the damn thing challenges this month. So, Karen, I feel like you just called yourself out, friend. We gotta see those, we gotta see those leggings. But here's what I wanna offer to get you used to that. Wear it around the house. Maybe you're not ready to take them out in prime time, which I think is fascinating since you wear bold prints in black. We'll table that for a second. You might just need to get used to it. Some of you are so used to wearing all black and seeing yourselves in all black and definitely on the bottom, no color, because whatever we've been told about wearing color on the bottom, and if you live in a larger size body. So you might just need to practice. That's okay. It's okay if you do some practice runs around the house, or then, do a little grocery store run and just see what happens, and then realize that nobody notices. And then maybe take it out into prime time to your gym or wherever you do, maybe working out outside of the house. But let's do a little practice run. Let's just let your brain know ain't nothing gonna happen because people are more aware of themselves than of you, friend. So I just want you to play with that as like a practical exercise. And then in terms of mindset, I love that there's something that you think about yourself when you wear black pairs with wild prints. And I want you to just mine that for information. When you're wearing one of your leggings with black and a wild print, what do you think about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? Like, get all the juiciness, extract it from that, because all that juiciness, we're going to start practicing applying to those burgundy colored capris. So it might look something like this. When you wear your, let's just say, cheetah print leggings, I can imagine cheetah print for some reason. I want you to be like, just pause it and like, oh, I look good. These are comfortable. These are amazing. Maybe you don't even have any thoughts about it because you don't think about it. It's normal for you. Then we get to apply that to the burgundy trousers. Like, these look amazing. I didn't really think about it. They're just trousers. You can move on. Whatever it is, I want you to mind that situation to see if you can apply it here, but take it for a practice run and see what happens. Okay. Let's see. Do loose clothes make you look better than clothes that are more fitting? Sometimes. I know that's a very lawyer answer. It depends. But guess what? It kind of depends, friend. So here's what I often find is that sometimes when people are wearing clothes that are too big for them to try and hide parts of their body. they're actually drawing attention to those parts of their body, and it might make their clothes appear bigger. So the analogy I often use is, let's think of like a clown wearing the clown shoes that are like 10 sizes too big. It doesn't actually hide the size of their foot. It draws attention to their foot. When they're wearing that giant red nose, it doesn't hide the nose. It actually just draws attention to their nose. So for some of you who are hiding in clothing that you know is too big for you, it's not doing what you think it's doing because it's drawing attention to the very part of body that you're trying to hide yourself in. I find this too with my cardigan peeps, my cardigan wearers. For those of you who like to hide in cardigans and hoodies, hit me with a yes in the chat box. I love y'all. I have a client who came to me. We had a client who came to me clean out 100 black cardigans from our closet. She just kept buying them. Oh my God. Yes, me. Yep. Right. So this is kind of what you do. Like, it's a whoopee. It's a whoopee. So it has an emotional component for a lot of you. Like, you're draping yourself in extra big things or cardigans or hoodies or what zippies or whatever to try and hide yourself. Not for all of you. Some of you just get cold, but there are a good population of you who it's like a whoopee, and you've encapsulated yourself in the whoopee. And the idea of extricating yourself from the whoopee, whether it's a giant cardigan, a hoodie, or clothing that's just too big, has a little bit of an emotional component. So we have a twofold approach, of course. We got to think, like, what are your thoughts about not wearing the hoodie today? What are your thoughts about wearing clothes that fit a little bit closer to your body? I didn't say tight. I just said fit closer to your body. There's a big difference. Some of you probably could benefit from wearing tight clothing just to see if you like the way it feels. But what are your thoughts about it? Because that's where the work lies. And in little bits and pieces, just like I told our last question asker, maybe we practice at home wearing clothing that's just a little bit closer to the body, doing a grocery store run, doing a little tiny outing that we can hightail it back to our house if we need to. Like, you get to do some practice runs. Okay, so somebody said, I don't like tight clothing because I feel like a busted can. I'm not suggesting you wear tight clothing if it's uncomfortable. I have clients who are neurospicy, and the sensory issues from wearing clothing that's too close to their body is real. For those folks, you have to wear clothing that is sensitive to your sensory issues. But for those of you who are wearing giant clothes that are too big for you, I'm not suggesting you go wear tight clothes, but I am suggesting you wear clothing that actually fits. That fits a little bit closer to your body and see how things start to change. See that when you go out in public, nobody really notices that when you move about your daily life and you do your chores or you do your little exercises at home, that you're actually much more comfortable in clothing that fits you. So we want to figure out what your thoughts are about it and work on the thoughts, as well as start to run some tiny little experiments just to see what happens and let your nervous system and your body know nothing really bad happens with you wearing clothing that fits you, you going without the cardigan, you going without the hoodie. It's a practice, and it takes some practice, especially if you have some thoughts about you being like a can, or, I see belly roll questions and thoughts here. That's okay to have those thoughts. You just get to decide what you do with them now that you're aware of them. And do you want those thoughts to hold you back from wearing clothing that's actually comfortable that fits you? Okay. Let me see. I got 1 minute left. So I'm going to answer this very simple question really quick. And then, y'all, here's what we're going to do. If you asked a question in the Q&A box today and it didn't get to me and I didn't get to it, I love you. I see you. Here's the plan. The team and I are already on top of it. We talked about this. I want you to take this to ask a coach. And the coaches there are lovely. They're amazing. They watch this video. They will answer you. If there's something that they're like, I think this is one for Miss Jade, they'll kick it over to me. And here's the cool thing. I'll see you Saturday if you're a camper and we can talk some more. So you keep that question handy. Or I'll see you here next week so we continue the fun. And hopefully, with a little bit of time of you thinking about it over the week, we can get some of those questions refined and you have some time to think about this. Okay, let me ask this question, answer this question really quick. I would like to buy shapewear to cover the rolls around my middle back. Is there something out there that is comfortable? It doesn't take two people to put on and actually works. I know that's asking a lot of shapewear. Okay, well, Shapewear should be comfortable. It should never pinch your skin. It should never cause numbness. That's how not how shapewear is supposed to work. So I would say, yes, there's stuff out there. If you like to buy it, I would start at a lower cost brand. Target actually does some pretty decent shapewear that's fairly inexpensive in a full range of sizes. And just see if you even like wearing a shaper on top. If you even like wearing the camisoles who that kind of suck you in and do some shaping. Here's the beautiful thing about shapewear, and I want you to think about this from a mindset standpoint. If it feels good and yummy to try it because you want to look snatched and it feels good, by all means, go play, run some experiments. If it feels like you're trying to squish and hide your parts of your body, like cover your rolls, and that doesn't feel good, I want you to rethink doing shapewear, work on mindset first, and then revisit the shapewear question. So I want you to play with it that way. I want you to check in with yourself. Does this feel good for me to do? If not, maybe you're not ready for shapewear. If you are, I would play with a low cost option for you. In this case, I'd say a camisole that is shaping and see if you even like the way it feels. Remember, does it fit my body? Does it fit my lifestyle? Does it fit my personal preferences? Check in. The answer might be no, and then that's okay. All right, loves. This has been so fun. That went very, very, very fast. This was so cool. So again, the plan, if you didn't get your question answered, take it to Ask a Coaches. I will also see you in the Facebook group and we'll be hanging out together. This was an amazing first call. Thank you all so much. I'm going to sign out now. Big squishy hugs to you all. Have a great day, everyone. I'm out.